On March 22nd, three paintings by French masters Cézanne, Renoir, and Matisse, worth more than $10 million, were stolen from a museum near the Italian city of Parma. The theft has since been investigated by Italy's Carabinieri and the Cultural Heritage Protection Unit. Surprisingly, less than a month after the heist, one of the stolen paintings, a cup and plate of cherries by Paul Cézanne, appeared in one of President Zelensky's videos.
Шановні українці, українки, коротко про цей день. ППО буде новий підхід до застосування.
Presumably recorded on April 16th, the video shows Zelensky addressing Ukrainians, with a stolen painting appearing on a wall directly behind his back. The video was published on the official website of the President of Ukraine, but has since been removed. This is a rare case of a stolen painting reappearing in public. Chris Marinello, founder of Art Recovery International, says that a very small percentage of stolen art is ever found.
5 to 10% of all art that's stolen is ever recovered, which is why we need to start focusing more on prevention.
He also confirms that stolen art often ends up in countries where the rule of law is weak.
They move them on through Belgium or Eastern Europe, countries where due diligence is not often practiced as it is in the West.